Paragraph A. Vese bechinas ve'enei leo rakois v'rochel hoise yifas toira v'yifas mare. The Torah says that there were two sisters. Leah's eyes were swollen from crying, and Rochel was beautiful. Yifei toira v'yifei mare. Enei leo rakois ze bechinas nar boiche. The concept of Leah's eyes being swollen from crying, that corresponds to this nar boiche. Shaydezeh megarsh me'atzmoy bechinas tipa seisav Ishmael. That's how you eliminate, that's how you get rid of the tipa of Esav Ishmael. Remember, we just explained that before? Ki einei leo hoyo rakois shoyisav boiche sheloi tipoil bechelkoi shel Esav. Why was she crying so much? The Gemara says because she had Ruach HaKodesh, and she saw that Yitzchak Avinu had two sons, and Lavan had two daughters. And the oldest son was supposed to marry the oldest daughter, Esav was supposed to marry Leah, and Yaakov was supposed to marry Rachel. And her crying was, Sheloi tipoil bechelkoi shel Esav, that she shouldn't have to fall in with Esav, chas v'shalom. Ki Leah mi sitra dedino kashya, because Leah comes from Midas Hadin, from Super Midas Hadin, Sheshom Iker Achizas Bechinas Esav Ishmael. That's where Esav and Ishmael come from the left side, the Sitra Achra, the other side. It's the left side. And Leah also comes from that left side in Kedusha. V'chol ha'ovois v'hoimois, ikra v'idosim hoyo levarer hadas tigdusha, mibechinas Esav v'Ishmael, shenisare v'idei cheto demorishin ki yadua. And the Sifrei Kabbalah teach us that the main avoida of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was to sort out the das of Kedusha. Odom and Chava were poigame. They ate from das toivora. Everything became mishkebabel. Everything became mixed up. Good and bad got all mixed up. The avoid of the ovois haktoishim was to separate good from bad and get rid of the bad that couldn't be helped, that had to be gotten rid of. To separate it from the tipa of Esav Yishmael, which got mixed in as a result of the Pagam Adam Arishim. V'alkein Leah, shoysa margeshes, shenechas bobechinas tipas Esav, and therefore Leah, who felt that she had a special kesher with that tipa of Esav, she was very afraid that she shouldn't fall in with this Rosh Amarusha. She shouldn't become his wife. So what did she do? What do you do in such a situation? She cried. She cried and cried about this all constantly. Because crying is what helps you reject the bad droplets, the tears that come out, in that is coming out that tipas Esav Yishmael. Ukemoikein kol echod mi Yisrael, kishemargish biatzmoy achizas asitra achra, and so too each and every single one of us. Why is this story in the Torah? To tell us that 3,000 years ago there was this lady that had a problem, so she had it, that's her problem, what do I care? I'm living in a different world, different times and everything. The story, all the stories in the Torah for us, we're in the exact same situation. So that every single Jew that feels an achiza, the sitra achra, he feels that his yetzahara is still alive and well in him. It's still cooking. Shehu b'chinas tipas Esav Yishmael, which means that tip of Esav and Yishmael is still there inside of him. Shadayin lo nezbarer etzloi hatoiv mehara. He hasn't succeeded in separating the good from the bad inside of him completely and being able to rid himself of the bad completely. Tzorich livkois harbe. The person has to cry a lot. Shelo yipoil bechelkoi shel Esav chas v'shalom. Shua soton. Hashem protect me. I shouldn't fall in with Esav. I shouldn't fall in with my yetzahara. Shua soton. Why yetzahara? Vayidei habechir vahadmois hu megareish bechinas tipas Esav Yishmael kanal. And it's through that crying that we get rid of that tipa of Esav and Yishmael. And by cleaning up the das, by getting rid of the junk in the das, the bad stuff, the tipas Esav Yishmael, once the das is clean and pure, he can shine that das into the malchus, into the esroi. V'zeh b'chinas ve'ein eleo rakois v'rochel hoisef as toyar. Why are they both put in the same pasuk? by following the mitzvah of Eine Leah Rakois, by following the example of Leah of crying a lot, what happens is, through that, Bechia, Bechinas Nar Boiche, Aydezev Rochel Hoysifas Toya, Rochel is the Malchus, Rochel is the Esroig, Bechinas Hidur Ho Esroig, the beauty of the Esroig, Shehu Bechinas Rochel, Bechinas Malchus, Vahovein, and understand well. In the Sifrei Kabbalah, it's brought that again, the four legs of the throne of Hashem and the four letters of Yud Ke Vav Ke, you have three of them are Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. Number four is either Dovid Amelech or Rachel Imenu. The word Ior, Chodesh Ior, Aleph Yud Yud Resh, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, Rachel. Those are the four. Rochel is the Malchus of Kedusha. Rochel is the Koisel Ma'arovi. Marov is Rosh Tevis. Rochel Mevako Alboneho. That Ma'arov, the west, which is the Malchus where the sun sets. That's the moon. That's nighttime. That's the Malchus. For those who understand. Paragraph Vav. This is the whole concept of Yom Kippur, where we fast. Ki ikar lachus v'shamnuna saguf shoyl al hamoyach hu kefi hu achila. Because the concept of the liquids and oils of the body that feed the brain, that nourish the brain, are generally dependent on the food that we eat. We eat, the food is processed in the body, and it gives energy, it sends out energy and koyach and shamnunis to the lachus and shamnunis to the brain and to other parts of the body. Kefi achila, ki mishom ikra lachus v'shamnunis haguf kiyadu b'chush, because that's where the main liquids of the body and the oils of the body come from the eating, from the food. Umachmas chet odom arishon shochel me'etz adas toivora, and because of the pegam of etz of odom arishon that they ate from something that had good and bad mixed together. So the food got messed up. The eating process of mankind got messed up. So that all of our foods have in them this bechina of this tipaseis of Yishmoel. Because of this, when these liquids that result from our eating go up to the brain, they could be bringing up some Esav and Yishmoel to the brain. That's why on Yom Kippur, which is the day of tshuva, the day when we're cutting off completely from the Sitra Achra, we said that the word Hasoton is Bigamatria 364. So that there's one day a year that he's gone completely on Yom Kippur, because that's the day when we want to eliminate completely the Tipaseis of Yishmoel. Ki oz gmar tikun hamalchus kiyadua, because on Yom Kippur is when we complete the tikun hamalchus to a certain major level, as is brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah. Sheikar hatikun, again, the process that we started from Rosh Hashanah, that's completed on Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is tikun hamalchus, but we finalize it to a large degree on Yom Kippur. Sheikar hatikun al yidei shemegarshnu mevatlan tipaseis of Yishmoel. The main tikun hamalchus is when you succeed in getting rid of the tipaseis of Yishmoel, umamshichim hadas el b'chinas hamalchus, and you draw pure das into the malchus. That's why we abstain completely from eating on Yom Kippur. No eating. Not to give any chance of any iota of Tipa Seis of Yishmoel getting mixed into my brain on this day, getting into me. Ki oz ein lehem shum shlito klal. Because on that day, on the day of Yom Kippur, the forces of the Sitra Achra are not supposed to have any power whatsoever. Ki koilo shaito islohi reshul astinu. The entire year, they have the power to be mastin, to prosecute. Bar miyom kippurim, except Yom Kippur. Ki oz hu slicha slichoi savoinois. That's the day of complete forgiveness of sins. Ve'ikr slichoi savoinois u b'chinezu. שמגרשן טיפה סייסה וישמואל שמשום כל אבוינס. What is סליחס אבוינס? How do we get rid of sins? By getting rid of the source of the sins, which is the tipa of Esav and Yishmael, which is the cause of all the sins. V'yalkein, chiyuv lechol b'erev Yom Kippur. Now you'll understand also why there's a mitzvah, a chiyuv to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Ki bevadai ikar hamoyach walidei achila, because as we said before, the main power of the brain comes from eating. Shemishom oilin lechus v'shamanun esaguv. That's how the liquids of the body go up. Shemalin oisim b'chinas hechtim b'soil b'chinas chosim kedusha, which we elevate spiritually from the level of hechtim b'soroi, pegama bris, to chosim kedusha, to moichin kedusha, tefillin. Shezeh ikar yoim hakipurim. That's the essence of Yom Kippur. Sheoz hugmar choysam nigdusha. Yom Kippur is called the chasima. That's this choysam of kedusha. V'alkein behechrech lechol be'erev Yom Kippur. That's why we must eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Kedei lahalois achar kach b'yoim hakipurim lebechinas choysam nigdusha al yidei ho'achilo shel Erev Yom Kippur. So that on Yom Kippur, we take that food, that energy and everything from Erev Yom Kippur, and we elevate it, we purify it from a status of possible Tov Hara, where it might have still had some of that Tipas Esav Yishmael in it, we elevate it to the level of Chosam Nigdusha. Aval B'Yom Kippurim Atzmoy, Osor Lecho. Whereas on Yom Kippur itself, you're not allowed to eat. Again, there's a time to put gas in the car. When you're putting gas in the car, you got to be on park. You know, you put the car in park, you shut it off, you put gas in the car. When you're driving, that's not a time to be pouring gas into the tank. Here also, on Erev Yom Kippur, you're preparing wood. You're preparing the delek in a sense. On Yom Kippur is when that delek is being elevated from Z to A. Ki al kolponim b'shasu achila, yesh achizu l'b'chinas tipasei sevi shmoel. Because regardless, at the time of eating, there is this tipasei sevi shmoel has a connection. Rak she'achar kach mevaranoi soy. It's just that afterwards, by saying birchas hamozoin, and by using that energy to do mitzvahs ma'isim toivim, so we're mevarer, we're purifying, we're processing that tipa of sevi shmoel. Aval achsho b'yom ha'kippurim, osur sheyir lehem shum achiza b'yalmo klal. Whereas Yom Kippur is the one day of the year where we're not allowed to give them any achiza whatsoever. Ki ikar slichas avoynes b'yom ha'kippurim al yidei shemegarshnu mevatlam oisim legamri kanal. Because the main forgiveness of the sins on Yom Kippur is by eliminating them completely, getting rid of the sitrachra completely. V'yalkein i'efshir lecholos klal. That's why on Yom Kippur you can't eat at all. Rak mehachila shel erev Yom Kippurim mevarim umalim b'chinas hechtem soil b'chinas chosim kedusha. It's from the food that we ate on Erev Yom Kippur. We purify it. We separate the good from the bad, and we elevate it from the level of hechtem soil to chosim kedusha. Sheze ikar Yom Kippurim. That's the essence of what's taking place on Yom Kippur, being mesaking this chosim of kedusha. Shehu b'chinas shmira sabris. Shekol avoidosei b'koin godol, shekodosh b'kedusha sabris yosem mikol Yisrael, as we learned earlier, that the ikra avoid of Yom Kippur is shmira sabris. That's why the main, all the avoid on Yom Kippur was through the koin godol, who's the one who has the greatest requirements in tikkun abris, more than everybody else. V'loi ira keri l'koin godol b'yom ha'kippurim, and the Gemara tells us that then it never happened that the koin godol should see keri on Yom Kippur. Ki oz, ki hoyomar lo mebechinas hechtem besoroi, lebechinas choysem l'kedusha. Because he would elevate from hechtem besoroi to choysem l'kedusha, v'tipas esav yishmoel megarshnu mevatlin al yidei habechiyah sheboichem b'yom ha'kippurim. And that tip of esav yishmoel we eliminate completely on Yom Kippur through the crying that we do. Bechinas nar boiche, al yidei sheboichen b'shas haviduyim, by crying during the vidui, the alcheitz, the oshamnus, boze megarshnu mevatlin kol ha'chatoim. By doing that, we chase away and eliminate all the sins, Shehem bechinas tipa seisav Yishmoel kanal. The sins are the bechina of the tipa of Esav Yishmoel. Ve'oz nishlam bechinas choysim nekdusha. That's when the choysim of kedusha is completed. Shehu tikun hamoyach b'shleimus, which means perfection of the brain. fixing up the brain, the mishpat. Vaydeze zoichen achar kach leesroy noah. And that's how we're zoiche afterwards, right after Sukkot. Once we've purified the brain, the das is in its highest level. Now, when that pure das shines into the malchus, you have a rochel yefas toyer fasmar. You have a beautiful esrog without any blemishes. V'chovein heitev. Rav Nosson says, understand this well, because this isn't easy stuff. He took one of the heaviest chapters of Likutei Moran, Torah Hei and Likutei Moran Tanina, a Rosh Hashanah shir of Rabbeinu Zal, one of the last Rosh Hashanah shirim of Rabbeinu Zal, and he took that sicha from Sichei Saran, and he took the writings of the Arizal and the Zohar HaKadosh about the Sfi, and he put it all together beautifully. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen.